Catholic faith in our schools is in our sense of justice for everyone on this earth. One of the great glories of our schools, our Catholic schools in Scotland, is that we demand justice for the poor. We remember them throughout the year, especially as you know, in Lent, when even our teachers get onto the stage in their talent contests and the like. Enjoy expressing your faith in solidarity with your need. Thank God. Can I say a special welcome this evening to Bishop John, who is with us, and Bishop John has spent most of his life as a bishop working especially for Skia. He has travelled the globe to in all those places that we are partnering to try to build a better world. He's spent months in all these places. We rejoice with Bishop John, as I'm sure he rejoices today. It's 15 years of Skia. 15 years of loving service to the poor and the needy. It is an aspect of our church and faith of which we're very proud in Skia. Tools to our brothers and sisters across the world so that they can make committed until they don't have to be committed anymore. Stay committed. And the scriptures this evening, the gospels, people say the Bible isn't relevant. Let me tell you, read the Bible, you'll find it relevant, won't you? You'll say, oh, it's written 2,000 years ago. What's that got to say to us in 2015? Read it. I was hungry. Has that ceased to be relevant in 2015? Can we say that it no longer applies in 2015 that people are hungry? I was thirsty. Is no one thirsty in our world? More than half the young people of the world are hungry and thirsty. And without clothing. Brothers and sisters, Jesus' words are more relevant in 2015 than they were 2,000 years ago. The gospel is more relevant today, and it's addressed to us. Jesus says, I am hungry. And that cry comes from so many continents, from Asia. I am hungry. From Africa, I'm thirsty, Jesus says. From Latin America, I am naked. Jesus cries from every corner of the world, and we can hear him. And he asks the question, and what did you do? Francis, in his letter, says we've got to fight against a mentality of selfishness. That's what he says in his letter to us. Don't be selfish. Don't let your country be selfish. Don't let your politics, don't let your culture be closed. Don't turn a blind eye. Down in the town.